time we do this. We're moving to the bed. This couch was not made to sleep on. Good. Poor. Where did he run off to now? That smells good. I guess he can cook. It smells like he's making breakfast. There you are. That smells really good. Waffles, eggs, and bacon? You must be hungry. I'll set the table. Come sit with me. Oh, thank you. That's really good. Where did you learn to cook? Oh, mess rotation, huh? Everyone had to rotate through the kitchen to cook for the rest of the men in the camp? Somehow I thought they contracted that out. Your waffles look good. It makes me want to see what else you can do in the kitchen. Question, do you enjoy cooking? Well, then you can cook. I don't want to make you do something you don't authentically enjoy. Well, I prefer baking myself, but maybe next time we can make something together. Perfect. That was delicious. Thank you. Now we have some things to talk about. Like what's going to happen today. Well, first we need to get out and get you some more clothes. Yes, clothes. And then... Oh, what's wrong? It's okay. You don't have to worry about going outside anymore. I'll be right beside you. No one is going to try to take you away. Well, even if they do, I won't let them. Why don't you take the plates to the sink and go get dressed? Your clothes are in the dryer. I've got a few phone calls to make. Hello, Mindy? Yeah, it's me. I need to schedule a meeting with Connie this afternoon. Is she available? Yeah, it is urgent, actually. No, this really can't wait. Three? I'll be there. Thanks, man. I'll bring you coffee. Bye. Okay, I'm going to go shower and change, and then we're going shopping. Why don't you go ahead and get comfortable? I'll be done soon. Okay, it's time to go. Are you ready? Here, take my hand. I know it's scary, but I need you to come with me, okay? I need you to be brave. I promise I'll keep you safe. So before we go to the store, do you have your possessions stashed away somewhere? Okay, well, let's go pick those up. Can you guide me there? Okay, a left? Okay, all right. Here? Okay, let's go get your things. You were not far from me this whole time, were you? Come on. You have to show me. Why are you pressed against the wall? Are you playing hide and seek? In broad daylight? Oh, cameras. Habits you learn to stay off the radar. No, don't look at me like that. I know what you did to survive isn't funny, but you are just too cute, acting all sneaky. Come here, hold my hand, and walk with me. My hand. Good boy. No one will bother you while you're with me. Okay, here are your things. Is this all of it? I mean, I didn't expect a moving company or anything, but I thought you'd have more than a backpack and, No, you aren't keeping these. Look at them. The shirt has more holes than fabric. There are supposed to be 4 holes in a shirt. Head, arms, waist. I'm not going to try to salvage these jeans either. No. You don't need them. We're going to the store right now and getting you some new clothes. I'll tell you what. You can keep the jeans, but we're going to cut them up into squares and start making you some sort of beach blanket out of them. Deal. Well, let's get back in the car. Okay, here we are. I want you to pick out a few casual shirts and pants while we're here. I'm going to grab you some socks and some boxers. I'm going to meet you at the fitting room right over there, all right? Okay, make sure you get at least 2 nice shirts, button down or polo, and a pair of slacks. Well, we're going to have an important meeting soon, and I want you to look adorable. What do you think of these boxers? Look comfy? Okay, how about these socks? Do you like them this height? Then I have everything I need. Did you find things you liked? Perfect. Now, go in and try them on. Well, I want to see. Think of it as a fashion show. Come out when you've changed. Well, I want to get a good look at you. Oh, you look nice. Very cute. How's it feel? Comfortable? Good. Now, try one of the fancier things on. Go on, shoo-shoo. Hi. No, we don't need any assistance. Yes, he's with me. I know, he doesn't have a collar. No, don't call security. He is with me. I'm taking him to get registered once he has some decent clothes. Perfect. Actually, wait, do you sell hoodies? Wonderful. Could you grab me a dark blue one? Thanks. Thank you for not calling security. Look at you. Wow. Go stand in front of the mirrors for me. Do a little turn. I like those colors on you, baby boy. The way those pants hug you is just perfect. Do you like these? Anything you want to put back? Anything you won't wear? Okay, gather the ones you like. Okay, come here and let me cut the tags off. Well, you aren't wearing those ratty things anymore. And we can go check out. Good boy. One more stop today. We're going to the center. Oh, hey, look at me. I told you, I'm not turning you in. Promise. You're gonna have to trust me. We're going to get you registered. We're going to get you a temporary bracelet so you don't have to worry about getting picked up by the police. No more sneaking around plastered against the wall. No, not for you. It's going to be okay. Here we are. Let's go in. Take my hand again. Everything will be fine. Let's see, where are we? Come on, it's this way. It looks like there's a waiting area. Why don't you head over there and I'll get in line. Just sit tight, be a good boy, and I'll be right back.
Hey, what are you doing? Let him go.
I know he doesn't have ID. That's why we're here. I'm registering him.
No, you can't confine him.
Of course I know the law. Are you serious? You won't simply allow me to sign the paperwork and take him home? Why not? I don't care. He's mine. Give him back. Arrest me? No. I won't be able to fight for us if I'm arrested. Fine. Just let me talk to him before you take him away. Thank you. Listen to me. Listen to me, baby boy. God, I'm so, so sorry. I had no idea this would happen. I know I said it would be okay, and it will, okay? Simply go with him. I'll get you as soon as I clear this mess up, okay? I won't let them keep you, I promise. I'll bring you home, to your home, soon.